this time of year with the holidays can be one of difficult emotionally. And so it's been in my heart to talk a little bit about practicing with difficult emotions. You know, when something hard comes up, the ego's response is, I don't want to experience this. How can I feel better? Right? There's that sinking feeling of, oh, no, here's that family thing again. That's the seat that the ego chooses. And in service to this, all of the outflow that comes from that choice of seat is about not feeling it or feeling something different. It's a response of resistance, whether you repress it or distract yourself or self-medicate in some way, food, computer stuff, TV, or acting it out, you know, yelling, arguing, convincing, or even that inflow that of course happens in the mind, you know, rehearsing, justifying, arguing. All of that is actually not feeling the emotion. It's the attempt to, how can I feel better? How can I make this more comfortable? How can I change this? And so it's important when that happens to recognize that this is the ego responding. I was in a meeting with Rupert Spira earlier this week, and he talked about the hallmark of when you can recognize that you're in your ego, which is, of course, our default place that we live, is suffering and conflict. So if you are suffering or feeling conflict, it's a way of recognizing where you are and where your response is coming from. And truly, this seat is the seat of suffering, is it not? It's resisting what is. And even if the ego says, oh, I can make this feel better, I can win this argument, and everything will be okay, then it lasts, what, 5 minutes until the next thing comes up, the next push or pull? It's always pushing and pulling against reality because it's only okay feeling certain things, right? That is suffering. Now, I'm not talking about skillful means. You know, in terms of sometimes you think, wow, I'm feeling really upset about this. Maybe I need to go take a walk. Maybe I need to have a heart-to-heart with a trusted friend. That is not the avoiding. That means attending to. I'm not talking skillful means here, because skillful means comes from the response to the understanding that a difficult feeling is actually an intelligent response to something in life. It's a message of information that needs to be seen and attended to. So we're not talking skillful means here. We're talking about the avoidance that the ego does. So, and even the skillful means, the only response needed may be one of compassion, of just seeing the suffering in the other person and seeing, I see it. I can be with this without closing my heart. That's a skillful means. Can you see the difference between attending to and avoiding here? By the way, this ego-identified mind response of, oh, please, God, not this, I want to get away, doesn't change after years of practice, because the ego is not what wakes up. So that is always going to be there. That sense of sinking feeling of, oh, no, is always a part of us. So it's not about getting rid of it, but you can recognize that this is where the response is coming from, just to see it. Ah, this is the small separated view of the self. So the point of practice is not to change that or make those feelings not come up, but it's to recognize there's a different choice available to us. There's a different seat we can choose when we're feeling crappy. That there's another place to live from, that we uncover in our practice, which is our true nature. So from the point of choosing the seat of practice of Dharma, the question is different. It's not, how can I make this go away? How can I feel better? The Dharma question is, how can I be fully present to this? How can I open to this? Now, this is ego dystonic, because from the point of the ego, it makes no sense at all, right? In fact, it sounds pretty scary, like, oh my God, you want me to sit with that stuff? I mean, it sounds like, I mean, you're probably edging toward the door right now. But this is the point of view that we cultivate in practice, right? The whole point of practice is we sit, thoughts comes up, feelings come up, and we are cultivating a bigger space inside that can hold discomfort without getting snagged and entangled in it, correct? So, or when we see that we are snagged by it, then awareness sees that we're triggered. Wow, really triggered here is so different than I can't stand this. You see the difference? It's a difference of inner space. I think it's Ayakima talks about a practice of ABC, a bigger container, and we're just creating the point of view of the observer creates more space, so we have more choice. We have a different choice of seat when things come up that are hard. So this process of standing in awareness, of choosing the seat of awareness, which comes through the observer, is what disentangles us from the suffering. So you might be thinking, oh my gosh, my feelings can be so intense. What if I'm destroyed actually sitting with my anger or my worry or my whatever? And here's a point of faith. It can't. You cannot be destroyed by anything you feel, because a feeling is a conditioned object, meaning that it's impermanent. It's going to come and go. It doesn't have any inherent substance in itself. And it's not you. It's just something that's arisen. It has its day in the sun, and then its own time in its own place, it'll be replaced by something else. So you, your true nature of awareness, remains unchanged and does not come and go. So you cannot be destroyed by anything you feel. We can experience moments of overwhelm, which is normal. In which case you just notice, wow, I am overwhelmed in this moment. It will pass. It will pass. So when you feel moments of overwhelm, you can sit with it. This is where skillful means comes in. It might be helpful in that moment to take the walk, to call a friend, you know, so, but it cannot destroy you. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Just know that this is the case. So when you look at it, this process of finding a place, choosing the seat of being fully with, depends on your ability to stay present with discomfort, which is a fundamental role of our practice, correct? And the other thing is, there's no need whatsoever to do this perfectly. Most of us experience the path of 1,000 failures. That's okay. It still works. It still works. So how do we do this? How do we open? How do we stay present when this stuff comes up? First of all, it's by noticing you have a choice of seats. You can see the ego, you know the outflow. Don't follow it. And choosing the seat of being present means first recognizing it's there, which sometimes takes a little bit. You know, like, oh my gosh, I've been wondering why I'm so gray today. I'm actually feeling pretty upset about something. So it's seeing that it's there, and then accepting to it, and then opening to it. And it's usually something in the body. And we go through techniques of this to help us in our classes. So we recognize, accept, and then surrender to. So this is the only way that you can really receive that information from life that's coming to you through that difficult emotion. It's intelligent information, and attend to it. And the second thing is by being present without resistance is the only way this feeling can give you the information, and then it can digest fully. And when it digests fully, it comes back to you as freed up life energy. And the invariable result of this is cessation. Dharma term of it, is joy. It feels great. It feels wonderful. And things, it will digest. It will digest in its own way and in its own time. And it's the other thing is about the cessation when we're present with things is it's not something we do. I often smile when we talk about letting go. It's not about us letting go. It's something that happens on its own, and it feels like a mercy and a grace when it happens. So in the end, when we choose the seat of being with, think of it this way. If you have the ability to be fully present in life no matter what comes up and be okay with it, you are free. You are free. So the important thing when this stuff comes up, because it will, life has difficulties with it. Bad feelings come up. They do. And the important thing is to understand and choose your seat. You can see the seat of the ego. I don't want this. I want to get away from this. And just see it for what it is. It doesn't work. It has no lasting benefit. It just keeps churning. That's the seat of suffering. Or you can choose this seat, which in the beginning feels a little weird, but with time, it becomes more and more the go-to, this choice of how can I open to this? So I'd like to close. There's a verse from the Dhammapada that I love that addresses this. I'd like to close with this. From the Dhammapada, sit in the world, sit in darkness. Sit in meditation, sit in light. Choose your seat, let wisdom grow.